from the MLB Network, a hero to the people, and a voice in baseball that the people can relate to. World Series champion in the 2004 magical year of the Boston Red Sox, and you can watch him host Intentional Talk, where he talks intentionally.
I should probably get it out of the way, because I don't want to insult him, but I do believe they called themselves the idiots. I said maybe they called themselves the Cowboys, but I think the phrase was cowboy up, and they were the idiots, right?
Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
It was cowboy up in 03 and a bunch of idiots in 04, so yes.
There we
You're
go.
Right on.
There you go.
All right. There we go.
He's got thick skin. That's why they let him around the kids. He's got MLB Network's kids-focused show, Play Ball, debuting at 7 and 9 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow. So that's going to be really cool. He's got Cody Bellinger on that. You've made a career in television, Kevin. How has that been? I mean, it's been over a decade, right? I mean, you've been a champion on TV for a while. How does it feel, man, to be a media dude?
Nah, you know what's funny, man? It's the question is, when you're done playing, what are you going to do, right? And obviously, it's kind of like all we know is baseball. I went to L.A. City Junior College down the road right there in Vermont and Melrose. I went to Uni High at Hart High School. So I grew up in L.A. I grew up a Dodger fan. What do you do when you're done? I'm like, well, then the network launched in 09 and got a chance to go in there and do a couple shows and the suit and tie thing. I'm like, man, that's tough. I don't even know a tie. But Intentional Talk, they kind of created a new show, and Chris Rose and myself have done that. This is our seventh year, so it's been a blast because it keeps you in the game. Like, now I'm that age where, like, you're old and all your friends are, like, in the broadcast booth or the field managers. You know, Dave Robbins, I'm like, bro, do you remember when we used to shower together and now you're the, like, got this big leather chair in your desk? And you're writing out lineups now. So it's funny how time goes real quick.
It does go fast. There's no doubt about it. But some things remain the same, Kevin Millar. Like the arcade across the street from L.A. City College on Vermont, is that old school arcade is still there. Now, you were a very intentioned man, playing baseball. But did you ever make it over to the arcade and play some Asteroids and such back in the day?
Dig Dug or some Defender?
Yes, that was my go-to game, Asteroids. I mean, You start thrusting, and you just sit there. Remember, you just got take your little dude, and you have little flash.
You know what, though?
Shooting sideways.
You start thrusting, and it gets away from you. You wanted to stay centered as long as you possibly could.
Get a little squirrely in the back end.
A little squirrely in the back end. You get thrusting going.
Yeah, I love that arcade.
Yeah, then you get the rocks, and then you explode, and then you hit the arcade thing, and then you act like nothing happened. You know,
and then you get thrown out.
It's still there. Still there with the big, beautiful open doors. You just walk right into that arcade, L.A. City.
Oh, we could talk arcade for days, but unfortunately, Kevin, we have a Dodger team that's at 2-5.
Yeah.
And it is panic mode out here right now because there's no offense. What are we to make of this start?
I don't know, man. You know what? Obviously, we sit here and say, oh, Justin Turner, when he gets back, he'll be more balanced. Bottom line, they've been swinging a lot. They've been swinging and missing a lot in the breaking balls, the fastballs, and the breaking ball counts. And here we go, the Dodgers. I love baseball because it's a 162-game season. But the first 2 weeks, it's so magnified, right? If you get up to a start, Ohtani, he's hitting .429, he's 6-for-14. Holy cannoli. And then, if you go 1-for-22, we got Jose Ramirez over there in Cleveland. He got a second hit today. And this kid was a silver slugger last year. Relax. You know, it's L.A. Go down Sunset Boulevard, pull down your convertible, go get you a smoothie. Dodgers are fine. Clayton Kershaw is going to get a W. He won't give up home runs to lefties. All is good.
Are you sure? Because, there's
there's
the Santa Clarita Valleys out here, and it can get pretty hot out there, Millar. You know how it is. Because this, I mean, just remember, I know it's early and it doesn't really matter, and you know more about baseball than I'll ever know. But this happened in August where they had that terrible slide, and Dave Roberts didn't seem to be able to pull him out of it in a weird way. What if that happens again, man? What if it happens like that?
Hey, that terrible slide was scary, though, because I was sitting here. Like, the Dodgers didn't lose, it seemed like, for three straight months, and then they couldn't win a game for, like, 10 and 11 and 12. I'm like, whoa. They're not that bad, and maybe they weren't that good, so where are the Dodgers? And that's what you always want to ask. I'll tell you this. They got tremendous leadership. They got Dave Roberts and that staff, awesomeness. Being around them in spring training, great kids. I mean, from Bellinger to Cody, the Seager to whoever you want to say. I mean, Kenley Jansen's unbelievable. So they have a great unit. Chase Utley, tremendous, but you're going to go through struggles, right? So you're 2-5, and here we go, and Arizona's looking good. They're 6-1, and this is what I love. I mean, the Rockies are better, the Diamondbacks are good, You know, Rockies go out and spend a lot of money in their bullpen. The Dodgers will be fine. They're too good of a unit. I mean, they are a complete unit built for the long haul. And I think that every team, they're going to go 2-5, by the way, 15 times this year. You know, so every team goes 2-5 at some point.
Kevin Millar is with us. He is not only the co-host of Intentional Talk, but tomorrow, how about MLB Network's Kid Focus show, Play Ball, debuting at 7 and 9 a.m. Pacific time here, and Cody Bellinger going to be with him. You mentioned Cody by name. If you had to, I guess maybe, I don't want to say call out, but suggest, let's say, to euphemize it, suggest that one bat has really got to come alive to perhaps wake up the rest. Is there a more important hitter in that lineup, perhaps, than any other guy that you'd like to see get it going here?
I mean, the talent and the ceiling of Bellinger and Seager, right? I mean, they're big 6'4", good-looking kids, and you see what Bellinger is capable of doing. Comes up, steals first base, basically. I know Adrian was hurt, but he never got it back, and the kid almost hit 40 home runs. So, you know, he's such a dynamic, fun scene. And then Seager. So I would put them neck and neck. I mean, when Seager gets hot and gets going, I think the team gets going. You know, it's your shortstop, it's your leader, it's your – it's just your playmaker in general. Taylor, let's not sleep on him. He's also a guy. So they have three young studs that I think either one of those guys go, the team goes. You know, you kind of feed off each other. And when you're going good, you're going good. And when you're going bad, you know, it's kind of like everybody's trying to hit that three-run home run. It's like an extra inning game. It just keeps going and going. So I just, like I said, the play ball scene, I believe, is 7 and 10. Pacific time, and being around these guys, and I love going in the cages and seeing what they do. Some guys hit tee, some guys hit soft toss, but I just think when you ask if they're one guy, I mean, Puig, hey, flip a coin. It's fun to watch him. I don't care who you are. It's just fun to see what he's going to do. But those three, I would say, if they go, the Dodgers go.
Nobody ever knows what Gabe Kapler's going to do. He's an interesting guy. I know you guys were teammates. I've seen him on your show, and I know, though you guys are very different, you had a great relationship when you were players. What do you make of the situation in Philadelphia? And, I mean, obviously very early, but he seems to be trying to get out of a hole already for himself.
Yeah, we're very different with our shirt off also, just so you know. I'm about a 22% body fat. He's about a 4% body fat.
Oh, he'll tell you, too. He wants to tell everybody the percentage.
I'll tell you this, and I spoke with Gabe. It, you know, I needed to have some information addressing the situation that went on. Obviously, the benching, it starts off day one with Odubel Herrera. You know, this guy gets benched against Teron. That's opening day, who's one of your best players, but because he's some – you know, bad numbers against them. I didn't like that move. The 18 pitchers used in 3 days, it was interesting. Because if you look at the days off, the first weeks of the season, especially in the East Coast and all the stuff going on with the weather, you could manage like the World Series the first week. People don't know that. You're not going to manage that way all the way through the year. You can't use 18 pitchers every three-game series and only, you know, starters getting pulled out after 65 pitches and 68 pitches. Like Noah got pulled out, and then you got Freddie Freeman, the Braves, doing cartwheels. Thank goodness gracious, you know, Noah's out of the game. So that's not going to happen, you know. But I think you try to get everybody in the game. You try to get everything going. You try to get every bullpen set up, man. And then all of a sudden, then you're not winning, and then you get booed on the home opener as the manager. But they did a great job, the PA system, getting right to the first hitter of the game.
Oh, yeah, they did.
So Gabe's not stupid. That's one thing. Gabe's very intelligent and played in Boston and understands the market that he was going to be a manager for, the Phillies. It just hasn't gotten off to a great start. They won their home opener, you know, in a shutout fashion. So I think more wins, better for Gabe, better for the Phillies, and then the fans, less booze.
He had come on our show a few times, seemed very likable, affable to be around. At the same time, when he got his job out here, Kevin, with the Dodgers, it seemed like he was pretty polarizing. I mean, not with the fans, but kind of with the players. I mean, you know him real well. Like you said, I mean, he was a teammate of yours. Do you get the sense that he does have the right disposition and personality when it comes to trying to run a 25-man clubhouse and all the personalities that are in there?
Oh, I told him this a few days ago. I said, just have fun, bro. Just have fun. Enjoy this opportunity of being one of 30 in the world. That's my advice. I have, you know, Dave Roberts and Gabe Kapler and Mike Redmond is the next teammate. And, you know, you look at the Aaron Boones and all these young managers. But don't forget we were players just a little bit ago and understand what we like and didn't like as a manager. You know, there's a lot of chit-chat on teams, on the planes, and late and after the games, and you're starting to roaming. I don't want anything forced. You know, Gabe was one of my favorite teammates, you know, and I know that, you know, we're not ball players. You know, you can't play tickle bunny all the time when you're the field manager, but you also can have a humbleness and just a relaxation of just like you're dealing with men. This is not a minor league farm system. Have fun. How's their family? How's the wife? How are the kids? Be normal. My favorite managers were the managers that asked me, you know, the real questions. You know, we know we're hitting 300. We know we're hitting 100. But, you know, we are people and humans, and there's issues going on, and, you know, the kid's doing good. And that goes a long way with players. So just have fun was all I said. I said, bro, you know the market, but let's not lose the sight that you're one of 30 in the world. And I think sometimes you got to be reminded of that.
Got to ask, Kevin, because your new show, Play Ball, that's going to debut tomorrow on MLB Network, 7 and 9 a.m. Pacific, Saturday mornings were This Week in Baseball, and we're about the same age, all of us here and you. Did you remember anything in particular with Mel Allen? Was it his voice? Was it the Ozzie Smith backflip that really got you going when you would flip on the This Week in Baseball back in the day?
So awesome. I would look forward to that. The soundtrack. Mel Allen, the voice, the whole shebang. It's, you know what? When you're a baseball fan, it's in your blood. It's what you kind of looked at, you know, and you kind of got fired up to get to Saturdays to see it. And now, obviously, the MLB Network is just, you know, we started this thing. It's awesome. It's fun. It's for the kids. They're the future. And I love getting the players kind of behind the scenes, right? Because it's like, you always see a salary and robot. Clayton's making $30 million. The only two had to start. Like, come on, bro. Clayton's a dad. He's a husband. You know, he's an awesome guy. Does a lot of great things. And, you know, we get so consumed on that. So I love the behind the scenes and stuff. And this Play Ball episode, it shows that.
All right, Hart High School dominating the Foothill League since the 80s with guys like Zeal, Millar, Shields, Mike Montgomery.
All them dudes.
A real star. Let's go Indians. Ted Isenda's got nothing on you guys, Kevin. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me.